When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavor fusion, Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season. And only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Oh my God, you guys are my favorite.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The one and only
Rich Eisen.
I know what I'm talking about. That's the headline.
The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Brian Weber.
I mean, honestly, he's brilliant.
Brian Weber.
I've got a long resume. Google me, it saves time.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Brian Weber.
Highlight of the aforementioned resume remains the great opportunity to fill in for Rich and the guys. Business end of the program, final hour, but still plenty of opportunities for you to express your opinions. 888-SAY-ESPN. In all candor, if you want to pass along a thought, hit me up on the X platform. During or after the program, BW Weber, Weber with two B's, should be very clear by now. I don't have much of a life. I got time after the show. I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go back and forth with your penetrating thoughts on the X platform. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to get you the view from Denver. Nick Ferguson played for the Broncos, former NFL safety, spent 10 years in the league. Also played for the Jets. We don't have to talk about them. Played for the Texans. That will be part of the equation as well. Nick covers the Broncos very closely. He's co-host of Broncos Country Tonight on KOA Radio, a station you could hear all the way to Iowa. It's a flamethrower in the Rocky Mountains. So Nick will weigh in on his takeaways from last night. We devoted the majority of the first hour, with a reminder, if you miss any portion of any program, you can listen at any time. It's the Rich Eisen podcast that will be pushed out just after the show winds down at the top of the hour. No style points at all for Sean Payton's team. In fact, you got to give credit, or if you're open-minded and fair with your assessment, you should acknowledge Chiefs showed up despite all of the injuries. Rashee Rice joining. Patrick Mahomes went down with a knee injury, and then Gardner Minshew feared to be a torn ACL, just, quote-unquote, a standard knee injury. So up came the third string quarterback, who was not terrible. I know that sounds like a backhanded compliment, but as we discussed earlier, given what we all witnessed in Minnesota, a performance in which the Lions coughed it up six times, Jared Goff responsible for five turnovers. On the other side of the field, it was undrafted free agent rookie Max Brosmer, who finished the game with a net passing total of 3 yards. Compared to that, Chris Oladokun looked like Tom Brady. And it was a competitive game. And if you're not invested, not even sports wagering connection, if you're not emotionally committed to either side, at least you want a close game. And this game came down to the wire. In fact, it required a pair of 14-play drives led by Bo Nix, who carried the offense in a 20-13 win. And ultimately, a lot of the outcome hinged on a play coming out of the two-minute warning. Fourth and two, tied at 13. Broncos had advanced to the 9-yard line of the Chiefs. They lined up like they were going for it. Felt like maybe the goal was to go hard count and draw the Chiefs offside. Mission accomplished. Chris Jones, who, if you've been tracking his production on the field, is a shadow of himself, also lost his mind, jumped offsides. Drive continues. touchdown Denver. Knicks co-led the team in rushing yards, was not extraordinarily efficient, but he came up big in high leverage situations, got let down by Cortland Sutton, who dropped a TD pass. And we're not talking about the need to win impressively, just get it done. And Denver continues to do so. Now 11-2 in one score games. My overall perspective on Knicks, as somebody who tries to follow the sport as closely as I can just tell you, because I looked at some of the relevant numbers last night during the game, he is much less efficient this year than last year. Now, it's been overshadowed by a myriad of fourth quarter comebacks in which Bo Nix has been sensational. And that has been the overall takeaway of the Broncos getting closer to potentially being the top seed, but they've got a big challenge in front of them when they host the Chargers next Sunday. Division title could be on the line if the Chargers can handle their opponent with a sizable game coming up tomorrow here in Southern California as I come to you from our Regal Studios in downtown L.A. Thanks so much to our friends at ESPN L.A., 710, flagship station of the Lakers radio network, for the hospitality this week. So Denver kept themselves in front of the race to be the top seed in the AFC. But if you're watching Bo Nix, and again, I will give him props, those fourth quarter comebacks masking that his completion percentage is down this year, and he has, in general, not been as effective as his rookie season. But none of that matters. They are, every week, other than the Jacksonville game, which, if you want to be critical of Denver, even if they have the top seed, needing only two wins to make it to the Super Bowl at home in altitude, if you want to be skeptical, you can say, okay, well, how did they play in a game against a team that has been equally hot? But in the NFL, we know things change radically in the span of days. So body of work matters. And right now, nobody has a better body of work than the Broncos, even though Bo Nix hasn't been playing at the individual level of Drake May. And that's the direct comparison because they're both in their second year in the league. I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich. 888-SAY-ESPN or X me, BW Weber. Weber with two B's in 15 minutes. More Bronco talk with Nick Ferguson, the former NFL safety who played for the Broncos. Looking ahead to Sunday's games, the Sunday nighter, as always, is going to be must-see TV. You got the 49ers and the Bears. If we continue to talk about coaching, and I know I'm being repetitive here, but the audience is always changing, especially during a holiday week. What better example of the value of coaching is there than what's going on in Chicago along with the Jaguars? And I'm doing my best not to. Yada, 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 my way past Liam Cohn and the development of Trevor Lawrence. But much like the Broncos, the Bears just keep finding a way to win. I mean, historically good fortune. In fact, here's your nugget. First team since the merger, now with six wins, in which they were trailing with 2 minutes left. And we saw it again come together on Saturday night. It feels like fate is on their side, although I don't know how you count on that come playoff time, but it's all clicking for the Bears as they'll face a 49er defense that's been ripped apart by injuries. And I will tell on myself, when Fred Warner went down, and along with Nick Bosa, but mostly it was the Warner development in terms of his leadership, the heart and soul of that defense, I thought the Niners were cooked. Now, I was aware, just like the Patriots, they had one of the easiest schedules in all of football. In fact, I'll steal from Sunday Night Football, the Ravens-Patriot broadcast. They put up a graphic. New England, statistically, heading into last week, had the easiest strength of schedule since 1999. Now, it does not undermine what Mike Vrabel has done. It gives you context. Same thing for the Niners. But Kyle Shanahan, while I would not want him to be my play caller in the Super Bowl, either in Atlanta or up 20-10, for the 49ers, and yeah, I'm taking a cheap shot. This guy is a quarterback guru. He can get the most out of anybody. Examples, Nick Mullins, C.J. Beathard, Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, Brock Purdy, who was locked in against the Colts, 5 touchdown passes. He's going to face a better defense, but I want to choose my words carefully here because Indy, you might not have known, also was not demonstrated on the field, came into Monday Night Football as the number one run defense in the NFL, making what Christian McCaffrey did all the more impressive. And really, my summation of the 49ers, at least offensively, if McCaffrey is healthy and George Kittle, who does not have a high ankle sprain, he told us, but he's not been able to practice the last couple days, but he is another gladiator. Game time decision. We'll find out if he has some help, if he takes the shot and gets out there. If there's any way he can, he will. Those two tent poles obviously change everything for the 49ers and make Purdy look like much more than a high-end game manager. Here's what they face, though, against Chicago. While I'm surprised the Bears' defense has not been as outstanding as it should be when you put together all the money they've spent on that side of the ball the last couple of years, they are opportunistic. Lead the league in generating turnovers, the best margin in the NFL. Now, is that creating your own luck or just good fortune? The answer is yes. Two things can be equally true. This game, to me, comes down to a 49er defense that we saw Phillip Rivers take advantage of in just his second start in the last 5 years, although he underthrew a couple deep balls because of 5 years of inaction, and he's got a dad bod that many of us in our 40s and 50s can appreciate. What is Caleb Williams going to do with all of his talent, with his mobility? The thing I love about Caleb foremost is his willingness to extend plays. He hangs in there, and he's developed in terms of processing. And you can see it month by month, the partnership between Caleb Williams, who's playing as well as he did in college on his way to being the number one overall pick, and an offensive mastermind in Ben Johnson. So if you want the pick, I'm not a tout. I'm leaning Bears. I think, in fact, the Bears probably win it by a touchdown. Now, if I'm wrong, I won't be back on Monday, so there'll be no accountability. We have the Bills and the Eagles to get to, and it was my goal to tackle it here, but because I have the ability to get the experience and insight of a former NFL safety, I'm going to pause that thought, and I'm going to tee it up for my friend Nick Ferguson, who's about to join us. So we'll get into the details of Buffalo and Philadelphia. How much do you trust what you've seen from Philly's offense the last 2 weeks against lousy opponents, Commanders and the Raiders, knowing the Bills' defense has been wildly inconsistent? Plus, since Nick played for the Broncos and now is on the radio in Denver, coming off the win last night in Kansas City, which version of Bo Nix is going to show up in the playoffs? That is all on the docket. I'm Brian Weber in for Rich. I appreciate the company on the day after Christmas. It is the Rich Eisen Show on ESPN Radio.
This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. As a credit union dedicated to serving all veterans, active duty, and their families, we know that during the holiday season, every little bit counts. That's why, for a limited time, you could earn a $250 cash bonus when you spend $2,500 on the Cash Rewards and Cash Rewards Plus cards in the first 90 days. Give joy, get joy. Join now at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash rewards for details. Cashback terms and conditions apply. Offer ends January 1st, 2026. Rich Eisen here, and we're brought to you by Sonos. This season, make your home feel alive with Sonos speakers. From cinematic sound that pulls you into every holiday movie, to game day audio that puts you right in the middle of the action, Sonos makes it effortless to fill your home with incredible ambiance. Stream everything you love, music, movies, or your favorite sports podcast, all in one place. Sonos' holiday sale is on now through December 28th, 2025 at Sonos.com. Discover how easy it is to bring every room to life with Sonos. Rich Eisen here. The tax deadline will be here before you know it, and you just want to know your taxes are actually being handled. But the old way?
You hand everything off, and then silence. Days pass, weeks pass. You start wondering, should I send another follow-up email? It feels like you're chasing updates and getting nowhere. But now, taxes are different because your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax full-service expert. With Intuit TurboTax, you can match with your dedicated tax expert and hand off everything right in the app. And while your expert checks for every deduction, you'll see real-time updates on your phone so you always know exactly where things stand. Suddenly, you're not refreshing your inbox. You're going for a run, grabbing a coffee, scrolling anything other than a just checking in message, because your TurboTax expert is handling it and keeping you in the loop. So this tax season, get your best possible outcome and every dollar you deserve without the guesswork. Visit TurboTax.com today to learn more. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Brian Weber, in for Rich and the guys. Mr. Eisen, back with you on Monday. In our immediate future, coming up in 20 minutes, if you have the inclination to go to a mall, listen to Uncle Brian, do not. Hand-to-hand combat. And yes, malls are still a thing, but today's the day when people return gifts that they did not care for. Looking for that money or looking for something better, we will use that as a device to tackle this topic. What should we return? What should we take back across the world of sports? Now, let's keep the NFL conversation going with an old friend, former broadcast partner of mine. It's Nick Ferguson, the former NFL safety, played a decade in the league for the Texans, Jets, and Broncos. You can hear him on the radio in Denver, co-host of Broncos Country Tonight on KOA Radio. Nick, how are you, my man?
Happy holidays, my guy, B-Web. How's it going?
I am doing well, and you know, outside of your immediate family, if it's the holidays, you're talking to me on the radio.
Absolutely. It would not be the holiday season if we did not communicate.
And I greatly appreciate you taking the time. Okay, I don't know how much of the program you've been listening to, and maybe you were yelling at the radio, although you used to yell at me when we were co-hosts. I get it. I am not a huge Bo Nix believer. Now, he did enough last night to win the game. So, with that framework, I'll turn it over to you. What were your biggest takeaways from Denver grinding out that road victory against backups of the Chiefs?
Well, first and foremost, let's start off with the most important thing. They got the dub. That's the most important thing. Now, are there some things that they need to clean up? Absolutely. And obviously, as we progress to this point in the season, there have been a lot of individuals here locally, but more importantly, nationally, who they don't really believe in this team. And I was one of those people, because when I look at this team, I'm like, okay, well, you're playing against the Kansas City Chiefs. They're on their third quarterback. They're playing with backup tackles. They're out of the playoffs. Travis Kelce, this is probably or could be his swan song and last game at Arrowhead, and the Broncos are only able to muster 20 points. And you get that field goal right before the game expires because Chris Jones jumps off sides. For me, I know some people don't agree with me, D-Web, style points matter at this particular point because you want to show your opponents that no matter what happens in the game and who you're facing and where you face them, you can face them in the Walmart parking lot, that you can win games. You can put up points, but you lost the last week to Jacksonville, and then against a battered and bruised Kansas City team on Thursday night with everyone watching, this is the offensive performance. I still think this team is a quality team, but they have some flaws they need to correct.
I appreciate the candor, so it sounds like we share some doubts. That said, they can still be the top seed in the AFC, get the only bye, and I'll throw this out to you. You've played in Mile High. Who do you have confidence in the AFC that would have the ability to go into Denver and beat the Broncos in the postseason?
Have to be Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that, because the Bills are doing two things that give the Broncos issues on both sides of the ball. They have James Cook and a prolific running game, not just with James Cook, but with Josh Allen as well, but also being able to score a lot of points. Against Jacksonville at home, a game that I thought that they were going to win hands down, they lost that game. And because the offense sometimes struggles to convert third downs, that puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And Vance Joseph and the defense has definitely carried this team thus far. But Buffalo, man, bringing two guys who can run the ball and who, I mean, but when you come talk about big plays, I mean, Buffalo comes with a lot of big plays. And more importantly, a quarterback that's mobile, that can get out of the pocket. Like Chris Oladokun, who is a third-team quarterback for Kansas City. I mean, he wasn't even supposed to be playing in the game, but due to injuries, he's playing in the game. Even his mobility caused the Broncos issues on the defensive side of the ball. So these are heavy concerns for me moving forward.
And real question marks about a Denver defense that's still getting to the quarterback but giving up too many big chunk plays. As you alluded to, we saw it last Sunday. They got torn apart by now a resurgent Trevor Lawrence with the four touchdowns. I'm Brian Weber in for Rich Eisen. We're taking you across the NFL with my friend Nick Ferguson, the former NFL safety, played for the Jets, Broncos, and the Texans. Well, you got me where I was headed as I'm looking ahead to Sunday's games, and I do want your thoughts on Houston and the LA Chargers coming up. Buffalo and Philadelphia, so many interesting ways to dissect that one. What do you think the game might come down to?
Well, it's going to come down to turnovers. We've seen Philadelphia, you know, do a lot of uncharacteristic things and turn the ball over, and that happens a lot when you're forced to play with one hand tied behind your back, because last year their claim to fame was Saquon Barkley. They're not getting those same level of creases that they received last year, so that's putting a tremendous amount of pressure on Jalen Hurts to be perfect with the ball, and we see that he's throwing some interceptions, and not every interception are created equal, but that's where it's going to come down to, turning the ball over. Because here's what we know. Josh Allen, when you have him behind the gun, they're down 14 points, 20 points. You saw that against the Patriots. He's saying, I have the team exactly where I want them, and that's when he throws on his cape, and he starts to make plays, and that's going to be the tail of the tape when these two teams face up.
Certainly not Clark Kent, as you mentioned, on the road to Foxborough, coming alive down 21. Taking you through the games that matter coming up in the NFL with Nick Ferguson, the former safety. He's our guest on the Rich Eisen Show here on ESPN Radio. My man, I jot down notes because we're not on TV, so people can't see me scribbling things down. You mentioned the word turnovers. That gets me to the Lions. What in the world happened yesterday? How much of a debacle was that in Minnesota?
That was quite surprising, and I actually thought, you know, once again, we're talking about Minnesota with the backup quarterback. There's no way they're going to win that game, but they end up winning the game 23-10, when aided by Jared Goff and two interceptions. And when you're trying to fight for your playoff lives, you cannot turn the ball over, and that seemed to be somewhat of an issue for the Detroit Lions, and pretty much was the nail in their coffins, and now they have to go off in the offseason trying to rethink things, where they want to go from an offensive coordinator standpoint. But it was so disappointing watching the Lions actually turn the ball over and give the game essentially to B-Web to the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, disappointment might be an understatement, but you're kinder than I am, and it is the holiday season. Nick, they had six turnovers, and Jared Goff wet the bed with five of them. How about this, as we open up the analysis, and I made this point earlier, but I know you have other things going on. Is it fair or reach to say the championship window in Detroit may have closed yesterday?
Yeah, you know what? Typically, I would say no, but looking at how things have kind of worked out, I would say yes, because you don't have Ben Johnson anymore. You brought in a new OC, and the play calling duties were stripped from him, and now we're seeing abundance of talent being wasted. And also, here's the other thing about it. We're seeing other teams in the NFC now start to step their game up. Who would have thought that Dave Canales and the Panthers would play the way that they've been playing to this particular point? So here's the long and the short of it is that window closes really quick. And sometimes you think, okay, well, we have more years. We've been a mainstay in the playoffs. But it's hard to duplicate what Tom Brady and Bill Belichick had done for so many years. So right now, it seems as though all is lost for the Detroit Lions at this particular point.
Since you brought up Carolina, it was not a topic I was going to cover, but that's me being short-sighted. Panthers with a chance to go back to the playoffs for the first time since 2017. Another marquee game against the Seahawks. How much of a chance do you give the Panthers to win that game at home, understanding Bryce Young's going to have to deal with one of the best defenses in the league?
No, I don't give him a shot in the dark. And listen, Bryce Young has overcome a lot of adversity. He was considered to be too small and considered to be a bust, but Dave Canales came in and revamped the offense and put him in right position. They were running the ball well, but I don't give them a chance because after what I saw Seattle do to the Rams.
Let me jump in. They got a lot of help from video review, and the officials got it right. And then secondarily, the Rams can't stop anybody on special teams and just fired their coordinator.
Well, all of that is true, but Sam Darnold turned the ball over, and everyone thought that all was lost, but he kept his composure. They continued to play plays, and the defense stood tall. They got some three and outs and gave the ball back to Sam Darnold for him to actually make plays. So I got to give credit where credit is due. And as long as Darnold is playing with that level of confidence, they're running the ball the way that they're running in Seattle, and that defense is playing the way they're playing, there's not a single team in the NFL that the Seahawks feel as though they can't beat. And at the beginning of the season, I felt as though it was the Seattle Seahawks that was my projected winner to come out of the West. And right now, they're proving me right. Now they need to go ahead and actually move that forward and show it as though, you know what, we have someone nipping at our heels in the Carolina Panthers. Yes, they've beaten other teams before. They've beaten the Rams, but we're not going to allow them to come and upset the apple cart for us. We know what's in front of us. Now we have to take business to them and show them that, you know what, big brother is here to put little brother in his place.
Well, Carolina did beat the Rams, as you pointed out, but you'll recall that's because Matthew Stafford was a turnover machine, and we know that Sam Darnold is capable of that. You pointed out the two picks he threw on Thursday night, four interceptions against the Rams, and should I bring up his last two games with the Vikings, you get my point. I'm Brian Weber. Yes, I'm a prosecutor. Nick is on the stand. I'm in for Rich Eisen. Nick Ferguson played in the NFL for 10 years. He's a good pal of mine. He knows my approach. And I'm not even going to ask you about the Jets because they're irrelevant. I want to talk about the Texans. And as somebody who got paid to tackle people, how much do you appreciate what Houston is doing defensively? And how do you see the matchup between their top-rated defense and the Chargers' offense? As you know, the Bolts are battered on the offensive line.
Yeah, I'm not too surprised about the Texans because I played with their head coach, DeMeco Ryans, and I coached with them in San Francisco. And the one thing that we both know, you win ball games on the defensive side of the ball, and you do that by being disruptive at the point of attack, and that starts with the quarterback. I mean, they have two guys on the edges, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, that they do a great job getting after the quarterback. And as long as you can create that type of chaos and make the life difficult for a quarterback, then you have a chance in the back end. And also, you mentioned the most important thing about it. Even though, you know, Herbert is one of the more mobile quarterbacks in the league, if you can't protect your quarterback, now that puts them in a tough situation and you force them to play with one hand tied behind their back. So that's a game that I feel, you know, coming down the stretch, both teams need this game. I'm going to lean heavily on the Houston Texans side.
Well, for Herbert, if we're going to tie one of those hands behind his back, let's do the left hand, the non-throwing hand, because it's already broken, and somehow he's out there just grinding it out because this guy is tough. Let's wrap it up, and I'm just following you as we normally do, my man, and I did not pass along a comprehensive version of your resume because you described your time with the 49ers as a coaching intern, so you know the inner workings of the organization. I am surprised, and I'm also on the record as not being a Brock Purdy backer, but my real concern about the 49ers was Warner goes down, Bosa goes down. How is this defense going to hold themselves together? Now, the real description, I think, of what's going on with the 49ers is that McCaffrey has been brilliant. Caleb Williams against the Niners defense, what's your outlook based on what we saw Phillip Rivers do against San Francisco on Monday night?
Yeah, you know, they're going to be able to move the ball down the field because Ben Johnson is really creative. And for me, this is a game of what I would consider to be two guys in Kyle Shanahan and Ben Johnson as far as coach of the year and what where the Bears find themselves right now, that's why I look at Ben Johnson and the success of Caleb Williams. But also, like you mentioned, San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan, they've been beat up, and they found ways to still win games. And they're at 11-4. And this is a game, once again, both of these teams actually need. But I'm going to lean, and it may sound a little biased, but I'm going to lean heavily on the San Francisco 49ers, because even though you have a team that's battered and bruised, and you have a bunch of young guys on the defensive side of the ball, Robert Saleh does a great job of coordinating his defense and being able to run those fire zones, being able to get pressure and still be able to play top down and stop a lot of explosive plays. And this is where Caleb Williams has definitely grown and excelled since last year, is being able to push the ball down the field and have an excellent game, I guess, ball placement.
Nick, my man, you know I value our friendship, and I appreciate the information. As we say goodbye, because you tell it like it is, and you are a straight shooter, what kind of phone calls do you get in Denver when you say, I got a few doubts about this team?
I get a lot, as you can imagine, and I get responses on social media. But listen, I love the team. I love the organization, but I like to be a straight shooter, and I like throwing out film so people can understand what I'm seeing and why I'm saying what I'm saying. And I know how difficult it is to get to Levi Stadium and get to the Super Bowl, and watching the Broncos struggle offensively, that can be problematic, especially when you play against other teams that have better offensive skill players and a better offensive game plan.
Well, you mentioned Levi Stadium. I was there 10 years ago for Super Bowl 50, and I can't compare the Bronco defense to the Wrecking Crew led by Vaughn Miller back in the day. Still, if the defense can sort things out and Bo Nix cuts down on the miscues, why can't Denver win it all? That's a rhetorical question, Nick. I'm forward promoting. I have another 25 minutes. I have to carry the show because you're saying goodbye. My man, thanks again. We'll be in touch, and stay by your cell phone. You know, not only is it the holiday season, it's fill-in season for yours truly.
Yes.
Thank you, Nick.
Be
good.
Anytime you call me, I'm here for you.
I appreciate it. Happy holidays. My best to the family.
Best to you.
Nick Ferguson, former NFL safety. You can catch him on the air in Denver, co-host of Broncos Country Tonight, KOA Radio. It's streaming as well. Nick had to endure what you have tolerated, hopefully, now 2 hours and 36 minutes in. Nick and I did a 7 hour plus, sometimes with overtime, commercial free red zone radio show together for TuneIn, which is another way you can listen to ESPN Radio. And the premise was they had the rights to all the local broadcasts. So, for example, if we wanted to monitor the Texans and the Chargers tomorrow, if we were still on the air, I could throw to Mark Vandermeer and the Texans radio network. Nick had to sit there for 7 hours next to me. I relied on him for a lot of insights, but as you might have discerned, I like to talk. I also ask questions that are way too leading. So I respect Nick for being a good dude, and he knows what he's talking about. And to have the wherewithal to be critical of the Broncos in Denver says a lot, because I have been fortunate to be involved with sports media dating back to the early 90s. And I used to cover the Raiders when I was a local television broadcaster for what was then Fox Sports Net Bay Area. So I've been, again, the recipient of very good luck to be on the road in the NFL. Few stadiums can match the intensity of Mile High and just the passion listening to sports talk radio about the Broncos year-round in that town. And if you were just looking at the standings, you'd say, hey, radio man, stop running your trap. Yeah, I got it. They're not that far away from potentially being the top seed. They'll be watching, as we'll all be watching, tomorrow as the Chargers try to come up with an answer for Houston's defensive strength. Now, C.J. Stroud has figured things out after coming out of the concussion protocol, but if we're just going to get down to the essence of Houston's success, it's been all about the defense, because somehow they won with Davis Mills as part of that 7-game winning streak. If L.A. loses, Broncos on their way to taking the division. If the Broncos don't get that help from Houston, And the division hinges on a winner-take-all game between Denver and the LA Chargers. Don't sleep on the Patriots, and I will throw a flag on myself. I have not talked much about the Patriots today because I'm really matchup-driven. Have you looked at their schedule? That's not your job, it's mine. They wrap it up with the Jets and Dolphins, so it's all in front of the Patriots, and what a sensational transformation it has been in New England. One thing to point out, though, beyond my consistent harping on their unbelievably easy schedule, Mike Vrabel has not shined in the postseason. 3-5 playoff record, and you don't have to go that far back. In fact, just the 2021, when the Titans were the top seed, 1-done, lost to Joe Burrow and the Bengals. But the dynamic is totally different this year because in the playoffs, no Patrick Mahomes, no Joe Burrow, and it's looking more and more like no Lamar Jackson. I'm Brian Weber as we move into the home stretch of the program. Hit me up on the X platform, BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Coming up, I'm running the playbook. Sometimes as a guest host, you have to keep it between the lines. Today is all about returning those awful Christmas gifts you didn't like. What should we take back and get rid of in the world of sports? And no, you cannot suggest me when I hit my social media. I'm Brian Weber. Really appreciate all of your interaction and every opportunity to keep the chair warm for Rich as we continue on a Friday edition of the Rich Eisen Show on ESPN Radio.
Let's talk about O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. They offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts, accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts, too, can test your battery for free in or out of your car. And if it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. That's how helpful they are. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Weber back with you. We are winding down. That means Rich and the guys are warming up. They're back with you on Monday. And Mr. Eisen, as a proud alumnus of the University of Michigan, could have a new head coach in place by the time he gets back from vacation. Details coming up. Conversation can continue after the program on social media. My handle is BW Weber, Weber with two B's. A reminder, get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong. Because right now, you can get a great deal on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe and Santa Fe hybrid models. There's also our bold and stylish Elantra, packed with all the latest tech, or go electric with the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer. Get away with an awesome deal only during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. We talked about it earlier in the program, and we had the sense the story might evolve this way. ESPN's College Football Insider Pete Devil now reporting that Michigan is expected to finalize a deal with Utah coach Kyle Whittingham to become their new head coach. That could happen as soon as later today. And if you weren't with us earlier when I went long form on this, given the circumstances of how this job opened, given what has occurred surrounding Michigan football in recent years, this is a good hire. Might not be a sexy name nationally, but I'll give you some West Coast bias. Based here in Southern California and a veteran of covering the late great Pac-12, Kyle Whittingham is a tremendous coach. I can just spit some numbers your way. 177 and 88 at Utah. It's been the continuity of that program. And beyond that, given the current state of Michigan football, he's going to bring this program, should it come to pass, integrity, values, and character. The knock might be he's 66. Few things, and I say this as someone who's 56, everyone is living and working longer than ever now. That is not old in coaching circles. I know some Michigan folks are probably looking for the young, hot name out there, but let's just stay in conference. Kurt Cignetti didn't get the Indiana job until he was 64, and you know the incredible impact he has had at Indiana. I am not so skilled at clock management, so I want to handle the thank yous, and then we'll get to the gimmick, the time-honored tradition of doing sports talk radio the day after Christmas. Want to thank our production team, Renee, Nick, and Brian. Thanks to them for their professionalism and dealing with me. Want to thank Mr. Eisen, Jerry Sibowitz, and the entire team that runs the Rich Eisen Show. And I hit on this briefly, and I'll do it with brevity. One more big word before I'm done. I had the great fortune of being a summer college production assistant the summer after my junior year in college. I'll say it. You can Google it. 1990, back in the day. So in addition to spending quality time with the late John Saunders and going across the street in Bristol, Connecticut to the friendlies to get him a fribble, getting ready for the West Coast games, I learned so much just watching the broadcasters and all of the skilled production professionals. It was my inspiration to follow my ambition and really my dream to work in this business. And I consider myself extraordinarily lucky every time I have an opportunity. I don't do sincerity well, but I can do a bit. Now it's Boxing Day. If you are somebody who understands global traditions, Boxing Day, always celebrated on December 26th, if you're a lawyer, 26th, started in Britain centuries ago when the nobility would give their servants gifts in boxing, hence the name. Essentially, it was the invention of re-gifting. Here in the States, we've turned that into keeping gifts in boxes and bringing them back because we didn't like them on Christmas. Happy returns. I hope you have the receipt. So, using that as the foundation, what should we take back in the world of sports? What should we return? NFL? How about the worst rule in all of sports? You know where I'm going. The touchback that results when the offense fumbles at the one-yard line and it rolls through the end zone out of bounds. If that happens anywhere else on the field, the offense keeps the ball where it goes out of bounds. It makes no sense. Why is it so punitive? Why am I yelling? I get worked up over this one. And the best thing about watching a game on social media is the chorus of people banging out the same thought the moment a ball rolls through the end zone. You can have thousands of people in bold font screaming together, the worst rule in all of sports. As much as I love the NBA, and I'm Brian Weber in for Rich. Rich and the guys back on Monday on the Rich Eisen Show. And wanted to talk more NBA today, but wanted to keep my job because football runs the show. I cannot wrap my head around the NBA Cup. I'm taking that back. Don't call it the in-season tournament. Look, I'm open to something early in the season to add stakes, but the current format just is not working, along with video review in the NBA. And maybe the officials just like the FaceTime when they go over to the table. It takes an eternity. I know the goal is to get it right. There's got to be a time component. And make it like a game show. Put a clock in the lower right of the screen. Maybe it's 90 seconds. Tick, 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 tick. but there has to be more urgency. Baseball had a magnificent season, although many of you still are detached from the grand old game. But can we finally dump the ridiculous addition of the ghost runner rule? I understand its origins. I get the purpose. Tie games in the regular season. We got to move it along. We don't want to play 15 or 16 inning games, but we're not talking about softball here. And with the advent of the pitch clock, which has worked magnificently, these games roll quickly. I don't think people are going to the park saying, "Oof, I feel like I didn't get my money's worth." And there's nothing wrong with the occasional 16-inning game. I can say that because I'm not playing. Finally, in our own business, in broadcasting, a couple words and phrases I want to take back. If you have a chance to be on television and read highlights involving football, it does not have to be the ensuing kickoff in highlights. It's not an FCC mandate. You can say following. And this comes from the guy who throws out more big words unintentionally than anybody in the business. And that's why I'm a fill-in host. How about this one? Not every team that takes a playoff series lead at 3-1 has a commanding 3-1 series lead. And finally, can we retire the saying, at the end of the day, summing things up, it's cliched, it's trite, it's hackneyed, and I know about all three of those things. Now, you could just say to me, it is what it is. So we'll end the show with another cliche. Thanks again to the team in Bristol. Really appreciate all the hard work. I hope you and your families enjoy the rest of the holiday season. If you like my approach, you can hear me elsewhere, so follow me on social media for that. Rich and the Guys, back on Monday here on ESPN Radio.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.